This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hanukkah, and oh, the clock is ticking. If you celebrate Christmas and you're running out to get those last minute presents, and I actually have some suggestions from you. I got a list of cool gadgets, and we're going to go through those. But first, before we hit that, and as we celebrate again this holiday season, some of you are already off listening to the show, some of you are still finishing up work, whatever it might be, a couple of quick headers for you. Number one, you know, we are the House of Poles, and I always talk about being the pole princess, and once again, you're listening to Kate Delaney, and here on this show, we've been talking about polls and trying to read the tea leaves all year long as to what's going to happen in this upcoming presidential election. And if I knew for sure, of course, I would be worth millions, and I don't know, you'd be listening to me on this show. So a couple of things, a couple of quick things. One, the good news is that the president signed a $1.4 trillion bill to avoid a government shutdown because of this massive spending bill. The one thing that we always fear is a government shutdown and the lingering effects that it has on workers and some of us, too, when the government shuts down. So following on the heels of the House of Representatives vote to impeach the president for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, it's interesting that the bill comes through, he signs it, that's good news, and then there's bad news with this new poll from Politico and Morning Consult that showed a majority of people that responded to the articles of impeachment for Trump's removal from office are saying that they favor impeachment. In the first poll that came out, 52 of the people who responded said they supported the House's articles of impeachment, 43 opposing, and then 52 of the respondents, 52%, said they support the president's impeachment and removal from office, 42% disapproved. Now, there was a USA Today poll that was conducted before the impeachment votes last week, and that found Americans opposing the impeachment and removal by a slim margin. 51% of the voters opposed to vote to convict in the Senate. I mean, here's the bottom line. Polls are polls, and there's margins of errors in all of those that we go through. It's interesting to take the pulse. It's a small sampling. But there's a reason why we do polls, and trust me, the people that are behind the president as far as the re-election is concerned, if you're running his campaign, of course you're paying close attention to what's being said, no matter which way the poll slants. But the bottom line keeps coming back to the numbers. And if it is about the numbers, and it is strictly about removal, well, we know that obviously the numbers aren't there. And we've talked about that ad nauseum on this show. I mean, first we talked about Russia, and the investigation. And then we talked about impeachment this last, you know, month and a half. What's interesting in the Democrats' race for the White House is that it is now narrowed as we head into a new decade and it gets closer and closer to what may ultimately happen. And people keep talking about Elizabeth Warren, but just for grins, I'm going to throw this in here. Pete Buttigieg, easy for me to say, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has actually gotten more campaign dollars from donors and political action committees tied to the financial insurance and real estate sector than any other White House person, because people were tagging, I guess, Elizabeth Warren with some of that. But $306 million in contributions, $306 million, compared to $2.8 million toward VP Joe Biden, $2.3 million to Senator Cory Booker. Because remember, there's always the discussion about, Wall Street and the evil finance industry, but yet so much of the money that goes into these campaigns comes from the financial sector. I'm just saying, who's getting coal in their stockings? So all the criticisms of big banks and everything else, and then ultimately look where the money comes from. But we've talked about this. How much does it cost to run for office? Kamala Harris, she dumps out because she doesn't have the money to run and realizes, I think, her campaign that she didn't have the best shot of getting the Democratic nomination. So how long do you stay in it when you can't? When you can't sustain it, when you can't sustain the amount of money it takes for all of the commercial ads, etc. So here we are back to politics, and it's the holiday season, and people are thinking about what their word is and what 2020, the decade's going to look like and all of that. So still time for gifts, right? And even, let's face it, sometimes you see people during the holidays. So I know people run out and they get gifts. I don't know about the re-gifting thing. I don't know. Is it fair to re-gift? Is it foul to re-gift? I say whatever makes you comfortable. I mean, who am I to police what somebody does? If you get some great gift and you actually don't want it and you re-gift it to somebody who really would want it, I don't know. Is that cheating? I had a long discussion with somebody about it. All right, a couple of things that you could get that are still out there. You know, I talk about being in the man cave, and there's some cool gifts for the man cave. Of course, that's like, I think, the easiest layup in the world. You can get a putting green. There's a virtual chipping practice net. Even if you're not huge at playing golf, they have that cordless electronic return. So it's a little piece of green sort of turf, and then it ejects the ball after you hit it in the hole. So it's perfect for man caves. Obviously, there's other things. Somebody sent me a picture of a canned beer draft system. It's like less than $100, and you know, it's, again, it's the whole beer thing. So, and it's just like this little canister with a spout on it. I'm just saying. And then there is an NFL, they call it hover helmet, and that's just slightly over $100. And if you're on your computer or whatever, and what it is whatever your team is, it's a helmet. It's a half-scale mini football helmet. It has an electromagnet base, so it levitates in midair. I bet you there's some people that would like the players that are not doing well this year on their teams to levitate midair. Or maybe some politicians you'd like to levitate midair, but it's not political. So it will levitate in midair 24/7. It's LED, all 32 football teams, so whatever team you root for. And this is one of those crazy sharper image gifts. That's when you just have serious bucks, or you know someone who has serious bucks that you want to get to know for business-wise. You have a small business, so you have to give them an impressive gift. I don't know if that would be impressive. I think it would be sort of annoying. Here would be a good present for the other, the mighty carving knife. So think turkey, think anything that you have to cut that's tough to get through, right? And what it does is it's an electric knife, and it's 110 volts of power to carve meat, pineapples, watermelons. Oh, watermelons, I can never carve a watermelon. It's stainless steel, easy to clean. I mean, you get the idea here. And it's very strange because it looks like a saw. So, I don't know. How would you feel about it? It's like chainsaw inspired. That's the design. And it is easy to clean. It is 110 volts, but it's like seeing someone carve a turkey, I don't know, with something that looks like a saw is a little creepy to me. And then finally, as I wrap this up with my great gift ideas, bobblehead dolls. So somebody making you into a bobblehead doll, that runs about $100 too. You send in a picture. I think it's too late now, but it would be something you could put on your list for next time around. And a lot of people go for this, where it's sort of the ultimate gift. Anyway, we got to bounce to the other side. I'll meet you over there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Every time you get on a cruise ship or boat, look for a life raft and think of Maria Beasley. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
So many lives have been lost at sea, but how many others have been rescued after a boat sank or some other tragedy that left people on life rafts? In 1880, Maria Beasley designed a raft that was easy to store, even with rails. Previous rafts were flat wooden boards. Her life raft was critical in saving 706 men, women, and children as the Titanic was sinking after colliding with an iceberg on its maiden voyage in 1912. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Hey Tampa, want a quick daily shot of the news in your flash briefing? It's easy. Go to Skills and search Virtual News Center and select Tampa just like you did for my Her Story feature.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a happy holiday, whatever you're celebrating. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, you know, etc. Whatever it is that you're celebrating. Right, you just heard about the story about Maria Beasley and the lifeboats. It's interesting because, you know, you think of the Titanic, and if they didn't have those lifeboats, even the people that were saved probably wouldn't have been saved. And you had the craziest thing happen. Have you seen the video? If you haven't seen the video of this, it is worth whatever your search engine is going to it and looking this up. There was a Carnival cruise ship that ran into another one on Friday morning, last Friday morning in Cozumel, Mexico. Six people were injured, which I can't believe more people weren't injured. It's lucky. The Carnival Glory is the name of the ship. It was maneuvering to dock. Check this out. When it made contact with the Legend, which was already alongside it, And, I mean, just, like, smashed right into it, crashed through it, and you could see the cruise ship shedding, like falling apart. So they say they're looking at the damage. There's no issues, they say, with the impact of seaworthiness of either ship. And they advise the guests from both ships to enjoy their day ashore in Cozumel. I don't know. That would kind of freak me out a little bit, I have to say. Oh, go have a drink on us, or have a non-alcoholic drink. Just relax. Don't worry about it. The company said one passenger was injured on the Glory when a group of passengers were being evacuated from a dining room, because that's what happened, where they had hit. And then, of course, six passengers had minor injuries. But you look at this boat, you look at these, both of these boats, and it is really scary looking. I'm just going to give you one last thing on this. The Glory is 952 feet long. I'm fascinated by this. And it can, I guess it holds up to like 3,000 passengers. It departs from New Orleans, cruises to the Caribbean. The Legend, 963 feet long, about 2,000 people. It leaves from Baltimore, Barcelona, London, New York, Tampa, Florida, Venice, Italy, and cruises across the Atlantic. If you've been listening to my show at all, but even if you haven't, I have relatives. My brother and his wife and my nephew live on Davis Island. And what's really wild is the cruise ships come through there. I've seen that cruise ship, and I know the size, and I've actually been on the shoreline when it's gone by, and it's just so crazy, again, to think about that. And there's something about cruises lately, and yet we know, I mean, if you go and look at the amounts of cruises that leave these ports I'm talking about, it would be relatively safe. But then you think of some of the norovirus and people getting so sick, and I tell you, I have never been on a cruise, and it seems like in one way it would be so fun, but in another way it seems like, I don't know, do I want to be on this floating barge with this norovirus possibility and some of these crazy wacky things that happen? I'm just saying. Alright, speaking of crazy and awful, this is sad, but from the category of you just can't make this stuff up, and what are people thinking, and why does this happen? 13 people were shot at a house party in Chicago, and it's on the south side. It was on the south side. 13 people were hit, four of them critically. And, you know, what in the world is wrong with what keeps happening in that city? I know that's like a naive question to throw out in a sense. I've talked to enough cops. I've driven around with cops. I have family members who were cops. I know so much of this is obviously gang related, but too often there's these bystanders that get caught in the middle of it. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it, because if it's one-on-one violence with each other, that's one thing. But to pull other people into the mix of it is just somebody who's like ice in their veins. And you know, to me, Chicago has to really address this problem in a much different way. And I don't know what it is, and anybody listening to me in Illinois could scoff at that, but I've been to some of these community meetings. I've gone out with police officers, and I've seen what happens. And it has to start with the community somehow. It has to start with conversation that's meaningful. It has to start with jobs. It has to start there. Anyway, 13 people shot at a house party in Chicago. Wow. I mean, just wow. Let's jump to something more pleasant. I talk about movies a lot because that's kind of my brain candy, where I can just totally relax because I'm a news and content junkie. And you hear the politics and the business and the speaking and what I'm doing. And so for me, movies are big. And one that's on my list that I want to see when my nephew comes to visit is Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And so far, it's the ninth chapter in Star Wars, which is incredible. And it's brought in about $176 million in North America. So that makes The Rise of the Skywalker the third highest grossing opening of 2019. So as we are finishing with 2019 and days are dwindling, how about that? that, it's not a surprise. You think of films that make money, and if it's Marvel Comics, it's going to do well. It would have to just be an anomaly bomb. And if it's Star Wars or a franchise like that, but I think this is it also is different, then it's gonna kill. And Disney put its forecast, because they do these forecasts of what they think they'll bring in on the box office, and they forecast it for about $160 million. So it surpassed its forecasting and hit, like I said, $176 million. It'll easily be a top grossing film, period, and especially because it will cross over into a different galaxy, into a different decade, as it moves from 2019 to 2020, because a lot of people will see that, I think, over the holidays, without a doubt. A lot of people will put that on their list. It's on my list because I've seen all of the others. And initially, I have to tell you, I was not a Star Wars fan, but I got really, really hooked into it. And I like it. It's escapism. It's, I don't know, you know, whatever. But I like it. Let's just put it that way. And the world of sports, kind of an abbreviated man cave here for this holiday edition of the show, because we're so close to Christmas, which is what I celebrate, and I, as I mentioned at the top, Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and everything else to others that celebrate something different. But you know, you get down to the nitty gritty in the NFL, and what does that mean? It means that you have teams that are going to get in, you have teams that are going to be left behind after these next couple of games. So this is a fun time to watch football. And you might hear me over the weekend on CBS Sports Radio, because I'm filling in and doing some stuff there. And it's always interesting to me to talk about the similarities between sports and sports and politics. You know, it's the teams, you and me, the us's and thems. It's fascinating to watch what people turn into when they watch sports. And like I said, it is kind of like watching what happens in politics. We just saw what happened in the House, and then we watched the Senate's reaction to waiting to what they're going to ultimately do, and this is going to drag into to 2020, and then all of the reaction, you know, in between. So we've got a whole bunch of football in this last upcoming week here in the NFL. And by the way, we have a break from Nailed the Score for Pete, for Sharon, for Jake, for others who are big fans. We will do Nailed the Score on Thursday, the 2nd of January. Thursday, the 2nd of January, but we won't have any during Christmas week. All right, stay tuned. Much more bumping your way next here on the show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information in the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News. Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, FareCompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year. The CEO of Boeing fired as the company looks to get the 737 MAX jet off the ground. Boeing says the change necessary to restore confidence in the company. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. To Capitol Hill in the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Really excited to welcome to the show Matthew Knowles. He has written a book called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He, of course, is the father of Beyonce, who is a major superstar, obviously, that we all know. And who didn't love and dance to Destiny's Child? Who still doesn't do that? So it really is exciting to have him on the show and introduce you to this great book that he's releasing. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Here in New York today, looking out of the window at Central Park with snow, and it's cold outside, but a great day because this morning on Amazon, the book went number one. So excited about that.
Boy, no kidding. So Destiny's Child, take us back to the beginning of it. Did you know that you had magic in a bottle? How did this all unfold?
Well, that's what I tell the entire story going back to 1992. The girls, it started out Girls' Time. And by the way, the name has changed from Girls' Time to The Dolls to Something Fresh to Cliche to Destiny to Destiny's Child. A total of about 25 to 30 members, going back starting in around 1992, I didn't get involved. I was just playing a dad's role until the ladies had gone to Star Search. So imagine that being American Idol today. And they lost on the Star Search. And Ed McMahon was then the host. And I said, well, Mr. McMahon, these kids are crying their hearts out. By that time, Beyonce had competed in about 30 competitions, had never lost. So she took it the hardest. And he said, I don't understand, Mr. Knowles. Everyone who wins on Star Search consistently never goes on to be successful professionally. It's the people that lose. And he started naming names like Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Aaliyah, Boyz II Men. He said, those are the ones that go back, they make the changes in their organization, they rededicate, refocus, and they go on from that loss to be successful. And that's how I got involved. That was a defining moment.
Yeah, when obviously you got that great advice from him as to what happened, and for people listening, that's an interesting revelation because you don't always realize that. You named some very big names, obviously, in the success that they went on to. So, Matthew, you jump into this, and like you mentioned, you were in the parenting role, and you were shuffling kids around, you were having the watchful eye. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to drive this thing. What was that like for you?
Well, for me, it started with going back to school. I went back to a community college. I took three courses, artist management, publishing, and live events. And then I went to every seminar that I could get to, and I asked every question I could while I was there and began to start building those relationships because that's key and critical in any business, not just music. And so there was a learning curve for me. I came from 20 years of corporate America, so I brought that as well as a positive asset that I had. And that's how I started. I had a partnered co-manager who had invested in a group prior to me being involved, and so she came along. We made immediate changes in the organization. We had dancers they were trying to get a record deal, believe it or not, with. We had to let that go. We moved one of the dancers to be a member of the group, and then we had to go and audition for others.
We're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, his book is number one on Amazon, so we are so thrilled to have him, Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. You can pick it up there. You know, you talk about getting record deals, and you talk in your book about a fascinating part about working with Prince, because you had a relationship with him as a recording engineer, and when you talked to Prince about the girls and you sent him a couple of songs, what did he say?
Well, actually, you know, in the book, I interview several people. And one of the ones that I interview is Arnie Frager, who actually gave the ladies their first record deal, a production deal. He was an engineer at the Record Plant Studio in Sausalito, California. And it was actually him that had this relationship because Prince would record there. And so Prince was excited about signing the girls. That never did, go anywhere because Prince was so incredibly busy at that time. But yes, Prince was very interested in signing Destiny's Child, as we know them.
Yeah, we go back to that, and to not confuse everyone, as you said, you go back to Plant, and he was really instrumental in helping you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He actually deal with Star Search and was very instrumental. He put up hundreds of dollars in the production deal. But I have to give it to Arnie. At some point, he realized that he couldn't take it any and was honorable enough to say some people don't, and allowed me and my director, Ann Tillman, to take back and then go on.
So in talking about that and talking about the record labels and moving forward with that in the record industry, what was the best thing and the most frustrating thing about the record industry?
Well, the most frustrating thing is the having have any attachment of dad to my name. In the music industry, parents are considered a foe rather than a friend, and a liability rather than an asset. They consider parents very emotional and don't make good decisions because they are emotional. I had to get that stigma away from me. That was one of the biggest challenges. And I eventually did get that stigma off of me and was viewed at Columbia Records as a tremendous asset to the organization.
Yeah, you talk in the book about getting annoyed and sometimes insulted because people were trying to compare you rather to Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah, I really dislike that comparison. I've never met Mr. Jackson. He's now deceased. I do know I had an assignment of one of my classes. I'm a college professor, also to do research on the Jackson family. There's no real comparison between Joe and I, other than we're father of some incredible kids. Joe's approach to the business was totally different than mine. He enjoyed being in the studio. I totally disliked being in the studio. He was an artist wanting to get a record deal himself. I never wanted to do that. He was more blue collar. I was more white collar. And so we were just totally, totally different in many, many ways. The one thing I did find fascinating was that Mrs. Jackson actually did the wardrobe, and I never knew that until the research. And my former wife, Tina, did the wardrobe for Destiny's Child. So there was a comparison there with the mothers.
Yeah, wow, how about that? And we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. And you had to kind of split yourself, and you mentioned Tina, because you had to be on the road, and your family was split. Tina was in Houston, she was running the business, all of that. What was that like, the tour demands, especially the first time you went on the road? What was it like when you first went on the road?
Well, you know, I had a job in corporate America where I was on the road all the time, so that wasn't unusual, and it was certainly helpful because I covered three or four states when I sold diagnostic imaging equipment. What became very difficult is when we all were in different places, and then when we were away for a long length of time. I remember 9/11. On 9/11, I was in New York. Solange, my youngest daughter, was on a TMZ, not TMZ, but on a TRL on MTV tour in Seattle. Destiny's Child was in Los Angeles for the Latin Grammy Awards, and Tina was in Houston. And, you know, we were all in different places on 9/11, and we all realized how dreadful that day and the days after were. It took a week and a half. It took Solange a week and a half to get home. So it was a lot of challenges in that being away.
Wow, I bet there was, and that was a horrible time for so many people. And, you know, you talk about the regime of doing it. You were used to being on the road, that kind of stuff. And getting the girls known, though, getting the word out, getting the publicity out there. And then in the very, very beginning, of course, being on a limited budget, what was that like for you?
Well, it was just that we had to really have our boots to the ground, and we started that way, passing out flyers, the old school way of doing it, getting the name out in the city of Houston, and building the name in Houston, and then branching out to Texas, and branching out from there to the Southwest. And I tell that today to folks that want to get in the industry: first, make your name known in your city before you think a major record labels want to sign you to a worldwide contract. And we did it that way, and it worked for us.
All right, we're speaking with Matthew Knowles, and again, the book is called Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew, can you hang with us and do another segment with us?
Absolutely, would love to.
All right, hang on a second, we're going to be back with Matthew Knowles.
Cibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We continue with Matthew Knowles. Of course, he's the father of Beyonce and Solange, and behind Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. He is the author of that book, and there's so many great stories in this book. I couldn't possibly do justice to it. But I love when you talk about traveling. I love when you talk about the tour dates. When the girls first knew they made it, and you knew they made it, it was like winning the Super Bowl, I bet. What was that feeling like? Take us back to that.
Well, you know, the first award that they received was with Soul Train, and they were so, so excited. And so the box arrived in Houston at my office. The girls opened the box, and the Soul Train Award says Erykah Badu on it. And they were so disappointed. You can imagine getting the first major award, and it has another artist's name on it. I'll never forget that moment. But there were many, many more after that with all the hard work that they did.
Tell us about writing the songs and who wrote the majority of the songs and what it was like getting the songs out there and getting them known and heard.
Well, initially, the girls were not involved on the first album, very, very little in any of the decision-making, and that's pretty standard. A lot of artists want to start out being songwriters, and I say it's like anything else in life. You have to learn the craft and grow into that role. And then the second album and thereafter, the girls got more involved. Beyoncé was always and still is the creative force. She's the songwriter. She's the one that puts the harmonies that we all know of Destiny's Child together. So she always took that lead role. And we're very, very grateful because she's extremely talented in all of those areas.
Yeah. When the girls started to meet superstars and you knew you had something, and there wasn't girl group. By the way, there wasn't girl groups out there. I mean, this is one of the biggest girl groups of all time, right? Destiny's Child.
Yeah, it's always been a male-dominated industry and on both sides of the microphone. I think we saw more of that in a couple of Grammy Awards ago when it was a real complaint about the number of women that were participating in the business side as well as the number of Grammys being won by women. So it was very difficult for women and very difficult for Destiny's Child to end that stigma. But they did. They did, and they did it in a big way because success always bring about changes. And that's the wonderful thing about life.
Boy, so well said. That is a hashtag, Matthew. Definitely. I scribbled that one down as soon as you said it. When we look back at Destiny's Child and your role in it, and of course there's always gossip and rumors and everything else, in the book you clear up a lot of that, and that had to make you feel good. What got under your skin that you would hear all the time?
Well, the one thing that would really get under my skin, and really she paid a huge price for it emotionally, Beyonce took a lot of flack in the media, both social media and newspapers and TV all over, that she was the reason when we had a breakup of the group in the early 2000s. I think it was actually 2000. And in fact, it was just the opposite. She realized that it couldn't work having two different managers and having two girls managed by one person and two by the other. But the ultimate decision of that, the girls were 16 years old, maybe 17. They're still kids. And when you're talking a $2 billion group, this group has generated $2 billion on Sony. The ultimate decision for that breakup was Columbia Records, the president of Columbia Records, and myself. And I wanted to clear that up. I wanted that to be known to all the fans out there that Beyonce had nothing to do with the breakup of this group. And I wanted to get that out there. And that makes me feel extremely, extremely good to know that finally that's very clear. And there's several other things on how the strategy of even how Beyonce got into having solo records and Kelly and Michelle. That was the strategy that I had and shared with the ladies, and they bought into it. And so did the record label, that we wanted each one of them to have solo careers, and then we would do a Destiny Child album, then another solo song, to build the overall fan base was one of the reasons, and also to prepare each of them to have more confidence on their own. And it absolutely worked.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things you talk about in the book is you talk about going with them for the Jimmy Kimmel live taping. They performed together for the last time as Destiny's Child, and you said you did a special gathering for fans. What was that moment like?
Well, you know, interesting enough, I pulled that song up. I hadn't played it in a long time, Stand Up for Love. And it kind of reminds me and scary, eerily, as I'm speaking, how there's a song that we have as a single on the Girls' Time album that sounds remarkably, gives you that same kind of vibe called Sunshine. But, you know, it was just a moment in time that I'll never forget. The ladies will never forget that performance. Hopefully it's not the last performance. I say this in the book, unlike most bands, Destiny's Child didn't break up. Breaking up connotates that there was a challenge, an issue, something negative happened, and everyone decided to go their own merry way. That was different with the girls. They retired. They're best of friends. They talk to each other, see each other almost every day, all live in L.A., and hopefully one day they'll have a reunion. But the band never broke up. I still, to this day, still manage them. Folks that's not in the industry don't realize that there's licensing, there's some things that's going to happen at the Super Bowl. I'm constantly working on Destiny's Child.
Yeah, and you mentioned there's songs, too, that people haven't heard, right? There's unreleased songs.
That those unreleased songs came out yesterday. You know, the Girls Time is actually Destiny's Child Untold Story presenting Girls Time. Girls Time Untold Story presenting Girls Time. That's the music portion of this. So there's a book and the music.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading your book about Destiny's Child, The Untold Story?
Well, I hope the ultimate takeaway is that they learned so much in the history of this group, going again back to 1992, things that they never, ever knew. I hope that they, to the reader that don't know a lot about the music industry, it also helped them to understand that when you look at the uber successful people, there were so many times that there was failure and there was mistakes, and those of us that look at failure and mistakes as an opportunity to grow and not a reason to quit, go on to become even more successful. And Destiny's Child is a living legend of just that philosophy, that they never quit, had a number of failures along the way. You know, at one point we thought Beyonce would never sing again, and I share that story in the book. So there's just a lot of things that a fan and those of you that just love to read about interesting people, that they would get out of this book.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, what was the best part about managing this group and seeing your daughters flourish and others?
Well, as always, for me, fulfilling to, there's a certain smile that I know. There's a certain look that Beyonce has on the stage when she's in this zone of pure bliss. Most people wouldn't know it, but I know it. I always smile. I'm always proud of now Solange. This used to be Beyonce's little sister. She's no longer as a Grammy Award winner, as someone who's debuted with number one albums. She's no longer a little sister. The success that Kelly had internationally, and still having, especially in Australia. When I look at Michelle having four number one gospel albums, that brings me a sense of pride and joy of the continued success that each and every one of these ladies have. Very proud of that.
Wow, perfect place to end this. You want to definitely, you've just scratched the surface, read this book, Destiny's Child, The Untold Story. Matthew Knowles, congratulations on the book, and number one on Amazon, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and a step further, if anyone like the book, sign and autograph, they can simply go to MatthewKnowles.com, and I will mail it back to them with a signed autograph and a note.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.